This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off another edition of the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Coming up, the zero tolerance at schools. Just when you think it can't get more ridiculous, they always seem to manage to cross another line. We'll get you the story about what happened to a young man who had a BB gun in his car. And this isn't a normal situation wherein, they would search a car parked in a campus parking lot and find this sort of thing. I don't want to tease the whole thing, though, so we'll get to that here in a moment. We've actually got Ty to start things out here. You may call in via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and it is Ian and Mark here with you on Saturday night. We are live. Let's go to the Skype. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live in Tennessee.
Hey, good evening. Hey. There have been some very interesting discussions lately on Free Talk Live about reality and consciousness.
Yes.
I think it's important to learn about these things. Because, we're not provided with a user's guide to the human experience at birth. And I don't think we can personally be free until we intentionally become the masters of our own consciousness.
Mm.
The truth is that we are programmed from birth by social institutions, family, school, religion, politics, etc. And this programming is done by hooking our attention. That's why we're always scolded by authority figures to pay attention. We are taught what is right, what is wrong by this system of reward and punishment. Don Miguel Ruiz calls this process domestication in his great book, The Four Agreements,
yeah,
which I highly recommend reading that if you want to learn self-mastery and how to become personally free. I'm in the process of working through those ideas, and I actually find it very liberating.
I've never heard of The Four Agreements. Sounds interesting.
Now, the process of domestication, according to this book, and he's got some interesting ideas, it implants this judge archetype and a victim archetype into our consciousness, along with the guidelines of what is acceptable and what's unacceptable, what I call the book of rules. Now, these archetypes are not our true selves, but we become so familiar with them over time that we begin to think of them as us, that they are us.
Sure.
Yeah, eventually.
Can you give an example of what you're talking about there?
Well, let me finish this thought first. Eventually, we don't need authority figures to reward or punish us. We become self-domesticating. Okay, as an example, when we're in certain situations with certain people, we may look at somebody that we find attractive, and by the way they look at us, we may think, oh, we must not be good looking enough, or we must not be attractive enough. When the other person may just have a bad case of gas. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we have this judge that automatically makes this verdict about us. And we, over time, we begin to identify with that judge, and we punish ourselves. And the punishing aspect of our consciousness is the victim consciousness.
So when you say judge, you're talking about internally. You're saying you're judging yourself.
Exactly, the inner judge. Now, what I'm trying to get at is, the path to freedom is to unlearn these agreements that are implanted when our attention was hooked as children and replace them with deliberate, intentional agreements. It's what some traditions call the second attention.
Tell me more about that, the second attention.
Okay, remember, the attention is what's hooked to teach us what's right and wrong, right? And those are implanted into us. The second attention is when we deliberately look at those agreements and say, is this correct? Is this really right?
So, like, when you think about something that you've you've been conditioned to believe, say, from religious aspects or perhaps cultural society. You think about something you've been conditioned to believe, and then you rethink about it. You realize that you've come up with that thought again, and you sort of analyze it disconnectedly. Is that what you're getting at there?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you try to replace it with something that's more truthful, that is an intentional agreement about how reality works. But it's not a real easy process, because like I said, this judge and victim becomes like it's a part of us.
Yeah.
And we often confuse it with us. So you don't often see when you are playing these roles. So it's a matter of raising your awareness to where you see this happening, and then you can interrupt it and put a stop to it. And then look at, hey, how did this chain reaction go into effect? What is the reality here? And you replace the implanted agreements with this deliberate conscious agreement, and you become more free. You get more personal power with each of these agreements that you do away with.
Yeah, there are a lot of different ways this idea has been expressed that I've heard, and yours is with the term agreements. Certainly some have discussed it as sort of a lower and higher consciousness, that the lower consciousness sort of acts on instinct and what it's been trained to do, and then you have this higher level consciousness that can analyze the lower's consciousness and make decisions based on higher goals, if you will.
Well, I mean, it sounds to me like you're applying critical thinking skills to socialized behavior. I mean, some things we're told are the right thing to do, and then at some point we come to other conclusions. You know, maybe that's not the way it's supposed to be. For a while I was told when I was a kid, you don't eat eggs, they got cholesterol in them. You just don't eat eggs, they're bad for you. Now we're told, eat eggs, they're good for you. This is sort of the, at some point or another, somebody changed their paradigm.
Right, and the idea is to try to find the things that are harmful, the things that we are punishing ourselves. See, on some of these agreements, like, that we're too ugly, or we're not attractive enough, or we're too fat, or whatever. You know, these things that we judge ourselves internally for, we have to learn which ones of these are harmful and which ones we're doing sort of unconsciously or subconsciously. We're not deliberately making these, taking these ideas on. We're just automatically doing it. So it is a matter of raising your awareness so that you're aware of when it happens.
Another way I've heard this described is sort of living life by default, just sort of responding to the stimulus that comes into your life, whereas versus living your life intentionally, where you're creating sort of your reality and
living in quiet desperation,
being much more deliberate about the things that you think and the things that you choose.
Right. Deliberate and intention is a key thing of this idea of the second attention. You are intentionally replacing this chain reaction of thinking, feeling, and acting with a deliberate thought, feeling, and action.
Good stuff tonight, Ty. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it, but I highly recommend that book if you get a chance.
And what was it again? The Four Agreements?
The Four Agreements.
By whom?
By Don Miguel Ruiz. R-U-I-Z.
Right. Excellent. Thanks for the call tonight, Ty. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, we can talk about these sort of esoteric. I mean, is it right to call this esoteric? Because most people don't talk about these things.
Might be. I mean, you know, it's just empowered living. I mean, that's not that big of a deal.
How popular are these ideas? I don't know.
I think everybody believes that they're willing and able to question their own paradigms. I don't think they unnecessarily
they actually
are,
do.
And I don't even know that you and I are. But I think that people do believe. I believe I am. You believe you are. They believe they are.
Well,
they
you know,
can.
That's an interesting point because one of the primary aspects of my belief system is that humans shouldn't aggress against one another. And for me to be able to question something like that would be a shocking turnaround. Like, I can't imagine what circumstance would make me decide, oh, yeah, it's fine to go ahead and threaten my peaceful neighbors. I just can't see that. Having come to that conclusion that threatening peaceful people is wrong, turning that around. I don't know what evidence or what persuasive points would possibly make me think that. So, no, I mean, it's not like I'm not willing to analyze it. I just can't possibly understand what it would be that would make me turn away from that. 855-453. I mean, some people, it's happened. Some people have become libertarian and they've gone to believe in the government again, to believe in the state, and that that some people need to be told what to do at the threat of violence. Some people who have not hurt others, that is, need to be told what to do. You can take control of the airwaves here and share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder, ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and we're doing the live Saturday edition of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll tell you about the student who was suspended after a BB gun found in his car off campus. 855-450-FREE, and join us on Skype at username lrn.fm.
If you haven't heard of Bitcoins, you need to kind of get with it. Bitcoins have been around for about 5 years now. They're the international currency, and they're not backed by any government. And this is what makes Bitcoins different. They are backed by an unbreakable code on the internet. And they allow you to send and receive money anywhere in the world. So if, for instance, you're getting on a plane in Chicago and you're flying, you know, or at least at some point or another, you're going to land in Tokyo, you don't need to change your American Bitcoins for Japanese Bitcoins because Bitcoins are the same everywhere around the world. Mm. This is the next evolution in currency. There's no reason, no reasonable reason why you should be having to trade, you know, government currency in one place for government currency in another place. It's just them saying that they're just deciding what the currency is going to be. And they're not completely unqualified. Who, what elected official in Washington, D.C. or Tokyo or wherever is qualified to make some kind of decision about currency? Please consider getting some Bitcoins, and when you get some Bitcoins, you can go get a wallet at blockchain.info.
You know what? I just sent some Bitcoins to some of our listeners. We'll talk about how you can get in on that here in a little bit.
So blockchain.info, if you go get a wallet, then we'll tell you how to get some Bitcoins to fill it here shortly. But you have to have, essentially, with Bitcoins, you have to have the currency and the account. The wallet is the account. So you can go to blockchain.info. It is the best online wallet available to you. And it, anybody can go there and get one for free. You just go to blockchain.info. And what's nice about it is you can access it on your computer, your smartphone, wherever you need to. Blockchain.info.
Let's go to Clayton in Kentucky. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, for a while now, this topic keeps coming up on your show. And it kind of aggravates me when it comes up that there's always the assumption that it's correct.
What topic?
I'm talking about income equality.
Okay, what do you mean?
The presumption that the income equality gap, I should say, where the people that make the most money make over time make more and more, and the people in the middle class make less relative, and that's a bad thing.
I don't understand. Are you saying that Free Talk Live's hosts have said that there's a gap and that it's bad?
No, but many of your listeners have, and when I've listened, none of your hosts have contradicted this point.
Well, I think that over time the Federal Reserve robs, through its creation of currency, robs people of the wealth that they would otherwise have. That if you don't understand this mechanism and how it's used, that it's going to harm you in the future. So, yeah, that's what I think.
Well, there is a point, though, that I want to make about it.
Please.
About the idea. Over the past decade or so, the income inequality gap has increased significantly by numbers, which is actually true. But once upon a time, it was much worse in the United States than it is today. During the early part of the Industrial Revolution, around 1860, 1870, it was really bad. And it culminated with the construction of the Biltmore Estate of Asheville, North Carolina. George Washington Vanderbilt II built it in 1895. It was over 179,000 square feet. It had a swimming pool, a bowling alley, and air conditioning, and 8,000 acres of yard.
Sounds pretty nice.
It was beautiful. I saw it. It's now a museum. You can go there anytime you want to because no living person can afford to live there.
Oh, but the government doesn't have any problem of taking people's money and making that happen, right?
Nope. It's not government-owned. It's actually owned by the
Excellent.
Vanderbilt.
Every once in a while, you'll find this.
I'm sorry, what?
Every once in a while, you'll find this, a privately run museum, yep.
And it's beautiful. But it's just an example that even our rich today, the richest men in America today, couldn't afford to live there. We don't even know how much it costs to build it. But it's been estimated that if it was built today, it would cost about $2 billion.
Jeez.
Okay. And your point is what?
Well, the people in the 1870 to 1890 doubled their the average worker doubled their earning power in that amount of time. That there has never been a amount there's never been a period in the United States where earning power has increased as quickly as it did in sort of the latter part of the 19th century.
Yes, and the idea that it's bad now just because some numbers, economics numbers, say it is not necessarily true.
So here's what I don't know, right? Like, so I know that a lot of people don't have jobs, okay? The unemployment numbers are crap compared to the amount of people that don't have jobs. There's something like 35 to 40% of Americans of working age that aren't working. And whether they want to or not want to or whatever, it's frightening. So I don't know, it's difficult for me to be sort of connected to those people because I don't believe the government's numbers. I don't believe the people that use the government's numbers, and that's what most economists use, and I don't have a connection to what it's like for those people. My business has grown over the last 5 years, 10 years, when the economy hasn't been so great, and life is better for me than it was 10 years ago. But I know there are people out there that is not so. So my concern is that I do not want to sound callous to those people because all I'm going to get is a bunch of anecdotal calls. People are going to say, yes, this is so. No, this is not so. And at that point, there's no way for me to sort of referee. I can go find whatever information I want to find on the internet to support whichever of these I wish to support. And it's one of those things where there's so much emotion on either side that you can't find the facts.
Well, you can't find the facts because there really aren't any private facts to be had. The government numbers are really the only ones available. And it brings up another point. The Dread Pirate Roberts was technically unemployed.
The Dread Pirate Roberts is technically what?
The unemployed. Dread Pirate Roberts of the Silk Road was technically unemployed. I bet he was counted.
Probably.
I bet he made a lot of money, too.
Clayton, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So basically, he was saying that the income gap was more pronounced in the late 1800s?
I don't think the income gap is the problem here. Mm-hmm. The problem is sort of, people being... is the coziness between corporations and government, and that's what sort of creates all these problems. If people could go out and start their own businesses more easily, then there wouldn't be as, people would be able to go out and get a job. They'd be able to go out and do some work, but it's
difficult.
Was it
easier to start a business in the late 1800s?
Of course
than
it was.
It is today?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would suspect that would be the case. So that may be a factor as to why people were able to create more wealth in that time frame.
Well, the fact is that the businesses don't want competition. They don't want little competition. They don't want big competition. And the average individual can compete if they're not regulated out of the picture. And many times they're licensed and regulated out of the picture.
It's true. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, I support the idea of people being able to create wealth for themselves, start their own businesses, be entrepreneurial, without having to beg permission, rather than some sort of forced wealth redistribution program. We're on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Coming up, young man is in trouble for having a BB gun in his car parked off the school campus. We can tell you more about that and what's happening to him. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's a comment on a sort of this esoteric discussion about consciousness and being more aware of yourself and making deliberate choices in life. Or we can talk about, you know, ridiculous zero-tolerance stories. You're welcome to share whatever you want here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I did the counting, Mark. We are now 5 weeks away from the kickoff of the 2014, the 11th annual Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's known as Porkfest for short. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And I guess they just announced a big name speaker for people in the liberty community, Nick Gillespie from Reason.com and Reason.tv. Nick will be one of the keynote speakers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. So very exciting. We are going to be broadcasting live. And, Mark, there's something for everybody at Porkfest, right?
Right. There's family events, lots of speeches, of course, mini parties going on, folks having a great time. It's a camping event. There's shoots, hikes, everything you can imagine. Everything from, hippie peace flag things going on to your most rugged outdoors folks.
Now, they had said, I believe, that the price was supposed to go up today. It has not yet gone up. So if you've been thinking about getting the tickets to Porkfest and you've been putting it off and putting it off, probably should go tonight to porkfest.com because they could change this at any moment. Like it may just be that their web admin has been slacking today and he hasn't pulled the switch. So you can still get the Porkfest tickets for $60 for the entire week at Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. And that's also where you can register for some of the other additional courses that are going to be going on there. So, for instance, there's actually one where you can build your own AR-15. You have to pay extra for that because you walk away with an AR-15 when you're done with that course. So that's a $675 upcharge on that one. But there's some very unique courses going on here. Knitting 101, you can have that one for $17. And lockpicking 101, where I presume you may end up walking away with a lockpick set, which is very interesting.
Interesting.
So porkfest.com, there's much more there. Go and check it out when you get a chance. And we'll see you there because we're broadcasting live. Benjamin is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello, Benjamin.
Hello. Last night, Ian, you and your co-host were discussing net neutrality, but it sounded a little bit to me, at least, that you guys were off on what it was necessarily.
Okay. What is it?
I wasn't even here.
There are a lot of buzzwords. You know, net neutrality is this buzzword that has gone on around, you know, the internet and in mainstream media, but I imagine there are a lot of people that don't understand it. So go ahead and take a crack at it.
No, okay, so net neutrality has to do with whether or not your internet service provider is allowed to basically throttle and determine what's allowed to come into your home that you're asking for. The best analogy I've heard so far is that imagine you order something online and you want it delivered, and you have UPS or FedEx or whoever, and they're supposed to deliver it to you. But UPS or FedEx, they see all these packages coming from Amazon.com, and they go, yeah, well, we'd rather you use this other internet retailer because we have a financial stake in who they are. So even though you paid for 2 days shipping, you paid for fast shipping, we're going to slow it down and let it take up to a week for it to get to you. You can, of course, just use our service, and we won't do anything about it. And that's kind of what the internet service providers are doing. Of course, the internet service providers are also going to Amazon, for instance, and saying, hey, look, we notice you guys do a lot of business, and we'd love to give your customers what they pay for, because generally when you sign up, you pay for a certain amount of bandwidth. And they go, how about you pay us extra money since your website's really popular? And so they're going to be getting money from both sides if net neutrality goes away. The idea was...
Well, okay, so what I defined net neutrality as last night was the idea of these companies not being able to throttle. So wouldn't that be an accurate definition of net neutrality, that they're just supposed to hands-off just deliver the packets?
They're supposed to be hands-off, but specifically what they want to do is throttle specific services and almost ransom to them, hey, we'll unthrottle your service so that you can go ahead and do what you're doing.
So, we must have communicated, but I thought that's what we communicated last night about net neutrality. So I'm glad you called again, though, to put it out there for those who might just be tuning in. I have some concerns with what you're saying. So now your analogy about the shipping companies isn't quite accurate. It doesn't hold, I guess, to this, because in the case of the shipping company, the shipper is paying for a certain level of service, and so what you're saying
is... Not getting it.
Right, and then you're saying they wouldn't be giving that, so they'd be in violation of their own contract. In this case, you're talking about internet speeds, delivery of packets over the internet, and are you saying that you oppose a business's ability to determine how their bandwidth is allocated?
They're supposed to provide you with a certain amount of bandwidth.
That's true.
Them being able to go, yeah, we'd love to do that, but we're going to throttle specific services because we'd rather use our service. Mm-hmm.
It's less that they're throttling specific services and more that they're allocating bandwidth to specific services. So it's the ones that paid that have been allocated bandwidth, and the ones that haven't, which is the vast majority of them that have that are. It's not that they're getting throttled, it's just that they're getting less.
Well,
so
now, hold
effectively
on.
Throttled.
Let's say it is true. Let's say that they are throttling certain websites, like, you know, putting YouTube at half a megabit a second, whereas Netflix will be a full 5 megabits, 10 times faster.
Okay.
Let's say they are doing that. What it sounds like what you're saying here is that all these people that are so afraid of companies being able to make decisions like this seems like they believe that all the internet companies are part of a cartel and that they're all part of this plot to charge people more for bandwidth. And it seems to me that in a lot of cases when you have a cartel, if there is such a thing, and I don't know if there is, it seems like a lot of fear-mongering to me, but if there is that cartel, that somebody's going to break the cartel because customers want speed on the internet. But people don't want slow internet. They want fast internet. And if they find out that Comcast or Verizon or T-Mobile or whoever it is restricting their internet and they have another choice, they're going to use that other choice. So are you saying that you believe all internet providers are going to start throttling and they're going to create a cartel?
The problem is in most areas, the way it's been set up is that most people only have really one choice as far as a high-speed internet service provider. They don't even get the choice of UPS or FedEx. They really only get one because of deals that have been made.
When you say in most areas, do you mean rural America?
Just most areas. If you want high-speed
internet. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Cable and DSL most places, right?
Most places you have at the very least cable and DSL, but you also have 4G providers as well, and there are multiple 4G providers in most urban areas.
4G isn't super fast.
4G,
yeah.
You can get 20 megabits down, no problem. I've seen it happen.
You can, but if more people were using it for all their internet needs, they
That's
weren't.
That's the same. The same thing's true about the cable modem connection.
I tend to agree with you as far as the free market will find a way, and I think the free market will figure out a way around all this. But I think people should be angry. Imagine if whoever your phone provider was going ahead and throttling your connection when you're making phone calls. And they were like, yeah, we'd love for you to call Walmart, but it's going to take an extra 5 minutes.
But that's ridiculous. They're not going to throttle a phone connection because no one would use their service.
Right, and that's what they're going to be doing or wanting to do right now with the internet. They want.
Is there actually evidence that they want to do that or are doing that, or is it just a bunch of paranoia?
No, they are. Netflix is paying, I think it's Comcast, a bunch of extra money for their service not to be throttled right now.
Okay, but if I'm on Comcast, are you saying it's going to be too slow for me to watch YouTube? I don't know. I've never heard of anybody saying that's the
case. I can't wait till Google Fiber comes in because
absolutely.
That'll just blow this crap out of the water.
The ruling one way or the other should be in the next couple of weeks.
All right, Benjamin, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. You can take control here at 855-450-FREE. Color me unconcerned about this issue. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days. With just one capsule a day, be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and we will allow you to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online, freetalklive.com is where you go to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And you can also you can follow us in various different ways in the social media world. There's Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and also we've still got email. You can sign up for our email list, as a matter of fact. Just go to news.freetalklive.com.
I'm giving away a set of four Michael Z. Williamson books starting next week. Will be and the only way you're going to be able to win is through our email list. So if you go to news.freetalklive.com and sign up for the email list, you'll be on a relatively short list. There's not going to be that many people, because oftentimes when I do these text campaigns, a couple hundred people that do it, and I'll be giving away five sets. So pretty good chance of winning these great hardcover books.
You can't win if you don't enter, and you have to go to sign up for the email list at news.freetalklive.com. You find the sign-up box there. And sometimes we do giveaways on our Facebook page as well, so you want to link over to that and hit the like button, and then hover over like, select get notifications. So it takes an extra moment to make sure you see what Free Talk Live posts, because Facebook hates allowing you to actually see what we post, and anybody who has a page on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, go to news.freetalklive.com.
Well, and really, you have to interact with the page. The more you interact with the page, then the more
likely you like us.
Yeah.
All right, so then we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Still to come, the student who's in trouble for a BB gun in his car that wasn't even parked on campus. We go to Jeff listening to WVTS in West Virginia first, though. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday show.
I just wanted to discuss a little bit. I think it was Thursday night that you guys were discussing the run liquor stores as opposed to the ones that are run by the entrepreneurs.
Yeah, state-run liquor versus privately-run liquor stores, or beer and wine as well.
Now, what I wanted to say to you, in West Virginia, we don't have a state-run liquor store. It's all done in the drug stores. And all they do is you just have to show your ID, and when you do, it puts your birth date in, and they give it to you. And as far as I'm concerned, that works great. And if the parents want to take it home, it's their choice to let their teenagers drink if they drink it in their house.
It should be
their business.
I agree. It should be a parent's choice to allow their teenagers or children to sample alcohol and or drink alcohol. I think that's totally a family decision, and it's shameful that parents get in trouble for allowing teenagers to experiment.
Yeah, you know, and I think they, you know, what makes sense to me is maybe some wine or beer, you know, wine with dinner or beer with a pizza or something like that. You know, I don't understand the idea of 13-year-olds sitting around with dad knocking back shots, but it's not my family either.
Yeah, Jeff, anything else?
I understand what you're saying, but, you know, I think that the parents should have more control over the kids. The government's got too much control with the government schools, and that's ridiculous. And I just, for freedom, I don't like this stuff. And, you know what, and you guys are here on the radio. You're on Monday through Friday from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right, in
and
West Virginia.
And then
you're
on Saturday from 7 to 10.
That's true, only in Charleston, West Virginia. Other stations, we've got 150 radio stations coast to coast. Anybody that wants to get an up-to-date timing as far as when are we on, when can you tune into Free Talk Live locally, you can just go to affiliates.freetalklive.com. And, Jeff, thanks for your call tonight. Glad you are enjoying the program and appreciate the input. Here at 855 450 free. I totally agree. I think that the idea that parents should be facing some sort of legal consequence for raising their children in the way that they think is appropriate is absolutely outrageous. I mean, look, the reality is teenagers are going to acquire alcohol.
Right,
it doesn't matter.
Specifically, you know, I get why people get all nervous about people being able to raise their kids any way they want. I understand. But specifically, alcohol, it's pretty much a no-brainer. I don't know what the percentage of people in the United States that never consume alcohol is, but I'm going to guess it's in the low single digits. Okay. So therefore, we're talking about a ubiquitous topic. The vast majority of people drink alcohol, and I would bet the vast majority of those people drink alcohol before their 21st birthday.
I bet the majority of cops, the supermajority of cops, have done that very same thing.
Indeed. So what you have is a situation like I had in high school, and I don't know about you, Ian, but probably the same thing, and probably the vast majority of people are listening to me, where instead of a parent teaching a child to consume alcohol, which is this important topic, whether you like it or not, it's important, a parent teaching them how to do it, you have a pimply-faced teenager
yes.
who's completely unqualified. These same people that think that you can't get pregnant if you have sex standing up, or,
yeah.
you know, like a whole variety of nonsense that they believe. These are the people that you're going to leave the lesson of alcohol consumption to? That's stupid.
You can share your thoughts on this matter. Maybe you are a parent and you disagree. Would love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. James is in Paradise, Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Yes, I imagine that Officer Chuck Dinwiddie's family is in a living hell today as they witnessed him laid to rest in a casket.
Who? And, who is this?
The one that your caller Tom made a joke about getting finally finished off by a drug pusher.
You're talking about a call that happened a few days ago now here on Free Talk Live.
Right. There's
right.
Like tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that are listening to this show right now that don't know what you're talking about. So what you're talking about, and I'm going to reset
Mark,
this for you. Wit,
I'm going to
reset this.
All right, so just put him on hold. Go ahead.
So what happened is that a police officer was killed in a drug raid or something like that. And
don't know yet. I don't think – you're talking about the New Hampshire one?
This was the one down in Texas.
Oh, in Texas. Okay.
There you go.
Another cop was killed in New Hampshire, and there was some sort of an argument.
The drug war is dangerous for law enforcement officers as it is for anybody else.
So James wanted to comment on that. Go ahead, James.
He was murdered in the line of duty. And, Ian, you got a great laugh out of Tom's joke about him being murdered in the line of duty as if he had it coming because he's on the wrong side of the drug war that he doesn't support. And therefore, and you both got a great laugh. And I just wanted to link that with my call yesterday, Mark, for the benefit of your audience. I Ian called my God a terrible God. But I don't think Ian's...
Yeah, that's right. We were talking about the Old Testament God.
May I finish?
No, you may not, because I want to have a response to what you said, just so our listeners know what you're talking about. Because you love to talk about things that happened on previous shows. So we were talking last night, you weren't here either, Mark, about the New Testament God versus the Old Testament God, that they seem to be very, very different
beings.
Gods. And the one in the Old Testament is kind of a nasty God. He drowned almost every bit of the earth, apparently, during the whole Noah situation. And that's what James is talking about there. Go ahead, James, your last chance.
Very good that you reiterated a question that you posed to your audience after you dumped my call. And I'm wondering if you've ever crossed your very deeply thoughtful mind to ask your Muslim friend Dobby Barker how he reconciles the God of the Old Testament, of which he believes in as well as I do. I don't believe in the God of the Quran. I don't call him Allah. I call him Jesus. And yes, they're the same God to a Christian and a Jewish person, and even to a Muslim. So why don't you ask Dobby Barker that question? And next time you want to ask
What's
me a
the question,
question,
I don't know
don't
what you're talking about.
Call. Well, you didn't know how one can reconcile the ideology, as an objectivist girl called it, I think, of Jesus in the Old Testament versus the New Testament. Jesus came in for
I wasn't talking about Jesus. We're talking about God. I mean, pay attention, James. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want.
It's always such a joy.
Oh, man, he is just so obsessed with things that have happened on previous shows. And if he keeps doing that, if he keeps calling and bringing up things that have happened previously, we're going to have to interrupt him and just put him on hold so we can explain what has happened on previous episodes.
Right, he doesn't even want you to explain. Like he's bad at resetting, and then we don't. But if we do it, we're evil people.
Not everybody has time, James, to listen to every single minute of Free Talk Live. We sure do appreciate you and others who do listen to every minute of Free Talk Live. Thank you for that dedication. Our advertisers appreciate it as well. But many people, they just listen while they're driving to work on the radio, and they have no clue what you're talking about. 855, 450-FREE. More continuing in Hour 2 next.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? The Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.